Hello, and welcome to this Microsoft TechNet session on the Application Compatibility Toolkit version 5.0 beta. My name is Sunny Brock. Companies can have thousands of applications on which they depend installed across distributed networks. To ensure that these applications are compatible with the new operating system, it is essential that companies test these applications against the new operating system deployment. Compatibility problems with one or several of these applications can affect worker productivity and translate into higher costs and loss of revenue for the company. Identifying these areas early in the operating system deployment can help alleviate these costly work disruptions. As part of enhancing the security and user experience of Microsoft Windows Vista, many new features have been introduced and existing features have been improved. While Windows Vista is highly compatible with most of the applications written for Windows XP, Microsoft Windows Server 2003, and their service packs, some amount of compatibility breaks are inevitable due to new innovations, tightened security, and increased reliability. Overall, Windows Vista compatibility is high, and Microsoft is continuously striving to achieve the best possible compatibility solutions for existing applications for Windows Vista. To assist with the areas of incompatibility with Windows Vista, Microsoft has released the newest version of the Application Compatibility Toolkit, version 5.0. This version is better equipped to deal with compatibility issues directly related to deploying Windows Vista. The Microsoft Application Compatibility Toolkit 5.0 is a lifecycle management tool that assists in identifying and managing your overall application portfolio, reducing the cost and time involved in resolving application compatibility issues, and helping you quickly deploy Windows Vista and Windows updates. We will discuss these areas of the lifecycle and how the Application Compatibility Toolkit can assist at each stage. As we go through today's session, you will hear various Microsoft acronyms and terminology. While we will explain all new terms related to today's session, there are some general terms from the industry or from other versions of Microsoft products that we may not spend time on. To help you out, we have listed the areas that it may be helpful to be familiar with, either prior to this session or to reference afterwards. Although Windows Vista has many improvements over previous version of Windows, knowledge of Windows XP and/or Windows Server 2003 administration will assist you as we discuss features that affect compatibility, such as the user account control. The Application Compatibility Toolkit 5.0 was developed to work with Windows Vista, but some of the functionality is the same as with previous versions. If you have some knowledge of these previous versions, it will help you understand the improvements to version 5. What are the benefits to using the Application Compatibility Toolkit? To help answer this question, we will begin by exploring how application compatibility issues occur and what you need to be aware of in order to help avert problems. Specifically, we will look at features with Windows Vista that may cause applications to not function correctly, such as Windows Resource Protection and User Account Control. In addition, we will look at features that relate to new operating system deployments in general. Once we have outlined the areas of possible application incompatibility, we will move on to the details of the Application Compatibility Toolkit 5.0, which we will refer to as ACT 5.0. As well as describing the architecture of ACT 5.0, we will discuss the compatibility exchange, where IT professionals can compare findings relating to applications running on Windows Vista. When determining application compatibility, it is recommended that you go through several lifecycle steps: inventory, analysis, rationalize, and prioritize. We will discuss these steps and how ACT 5.0 can be a useful lifecycle management tool that can reduce the time administrators spend getting their applications to work with Windows Vista. Although most applications developed for earlier versions of Windows will probably perform well on the new versions, new technologies within the new versions may cause some applications to behave differently. To ensure compatibility, you should make sure applications that are used within your organization function correctly. Applications that are higher on the technical stack tend to have fewer and less difficult incompatibilities. The applications in this category still need to be tested to ensure compatibility, but are less likely to have issues. These type of applications include core applications that are part of your standard desktop configurations, such as Office Productivity Suites. You should also test line of business, LOB, applications, such as Enterprise Resource Planning Suites, and Administrative Tools, such as antivirus, compression, backup, and remote control applications. In addition, you should test custom tools such as logon scripts. Applications that are lower on the technical stack have a greater chance of having more difficult incompatibilities. These low-level applications are ones such as antivirus applications, kernel mode drivers, and filter drivers. There are some changes made between operating system versions that may cause problems with incompatibility. First off, there are things that tend to change between releases. Version checking is the most common area of change. The internal version number for Windows Vista is 6, which is the next major version number from Windows XP, which was version 5.x. The get version function will return this version number to applications when queried. How does this affect applications? The manifestation of this version change is application specific. Any application that specifically checks for the operating system version will get a higher version number. Application installers may prevent themselves from installing the application, and applications may prevent themselves from starting. Applications may warn users and continue to function properly, or become unstable, or crash. Changes are also made between operating system releases for greater security. Windows Vista includes many security innovations. First, User Account Control, or UAC, is a new set of features in Windows Vista that works to create a balance between the privileges of an administrator account and the security of a standard user account. Before Windows Vista, activities such as surfing the web, sending email, and using productivity programs required special administrative privileges. However, these activities shouldn't require higher privileges. UAC with Windows Vista makes it easy to perform these activities and be productive using only standard user accounts. Most of the time, users will run with standard privileges, but when they need to perform an administrative task, like installing a new program, Windows Vista will allow them to perform the task with administrative privileges. By limiting the amount of time they run with administrative rights, it is more difficult for malware to have computer-wide impact. Standard users will have higher application compatibility on Windows Vista than on Windows XP. File and registry redirection will correct the majority of problems for standard users. File virtualization addresses the situation where an application relies on the ability to store a file, such as a configuration file, in a system-wide location. This works well when the user is a member of the administrators group, but fails when the same program is run from a limited user account or by account protected by UAC. When the application writes to a system location, such as program files, Windows redirects it to a user-specific path under the virtual store directory. Later, when the application reads back this file, the system will provide the one in the virtual store. For example, suppose user A is running under a limited user account and saves a file to program files. Virtualization would allow this file to be saved successfully. However, instead of saving the file to program files, the write is redirected to virtual store the user's account security identifier program files. Looking in the program files directory with Windows Explorer, a user will see the file since Windows Explorer properly shows the user's virtualized files. Now, another limited user, user B, logs on. This user will not see the file in the program files directory. When user B saves a file to program files, virtualization will redirect the write to user B's virtual store. Therefore, the files user A writes remain independent of the file user B writes. Along with UAC, there are several other security changes in Windows Vista that may affect application compatibility. Windows Resource Protection, WRP, is another security innovation introduced with Windows Vista. WRP is designed to protect a Windows system in a read-only state by preventing the replacement of essential system files, folders, and registry keys that are installed as part of Windows Vista. Updates to protected resources are restricted to the operating system trusted installers, such as Windows Servicing. This enables components and applications that ship with the operating system to be better protected from the impact of other applications and administrators. Microsoft Internet Explorer Protected Mode builds on the new integrity mechanism to restrict write access to securable objects like processes, files, and registry keys with higher integrity levels. When run in protected mode, Internet Explorer is a low-integrity process. It cannot gain write access to files and registry keys in a user's profile or system locations. Low-integrity processes can only write to folders, files, and registry keys that have been assigned a low-integrity mandatory label. By preventing unauthorized access to sensitive areas of a user's system, protected mode limits the amount of damage that can be caused by a compromised Internet Explorer process or malware. An attacker cannot, for example, silently install a keystroke logger to the user's startup folder. Likewise, a compromised process cannot manipulate applications on the desktop through Windows messages. The next change between operating system versions that may cause application incompatibility is operating system innovation. Windows Vista fully supports the 64-bit architecture processors from AMD and Intel. 32-bit processing has a memory limit of 4 gigabytes, whereas with 64-bit processing, there is virtually unlimited physical memory available. In addition, the 64-bit processor can manipulate data and execute instructions in chunks that are twice as large. The 64-bit version of Windows Vista can run all 32-bit applications with the help of the WoW 64 emulator. However, applications or components that use 16-bit executables, 16-bit installers, or 32-bit kernel drivers will either fail to start or function improperly on a 64-bit edition of Windows Vista. Let's look at a demonstration of some application compatibility issues with Windows Vista. In this demonstration, we will look at how user account control works, including virtualization. If you've ever used Windows XP as a standard user, you've probably run into several frustrating issues. You can't open the clock properties to look at the time, much less change the time zone. You can't change power management settings, and many applications don't run properly in that environment. A few things have been changed to make that user experience better within Windows Vista for the standard user. If we need to change the time on your computer, it's still an action that requires elevated privileges. Anytime you try to perform an operation that requires administrative privileges, you'll see a shield icon, which indicates that such privileges are required in order to perform this action. After you click the shield icon and supply administrative credentials, you can unlock Control Panel and undertake the operation. You may be thinking the issue is still there because only an administrator can change the system time. However, the time settings on the computer itself are important for Kerberos authentication, which is the default authentication method of the Windows network. What we've actually unlocked for the user is the ability to change the system time zone. This is especially important for traveling users for whom you need to provide restricted permissions. This is one way that we've made great strides in improving the experience for the standard user. Let's look at another example of how we're keeping the environment safe yet functional. If we look at the properties of the computer, we'll see that if we wanted to change system settings for the product key, these would be considered administrative operations. And if we were to try to change the product key, we would again be prompted for administrative credentials. You will see that same awareness in other areas of operating system as well. For example, if we try to install a downloaded program, rather than just running the setup, Windows understands that the operation requires administrative privileges. Once again, if we can supply those administrative credentials, the installation can begin. If not, the installation will not start. Another area in which this applies is in using legacy applications. We have added a new feature to ensure that legacy applications will still run satisfactorily for standard users. Let's see an example of what this looks like. A sample application is designed to simulate what a lot of applications do when running under Windows XP. They try to save per-user settings in the Program Files folder. We'll type some text in the message field, and then choose the option to save this to a shared database, meaning the Program Files folder, and save the message. A successful file save message appears at the bottom of the application window. Within Windows XP, this save would have failed unless we were an administrator. But it really wasn't created in the Program Files folder. Instead, Windows Vista saves the file into a virtual store. This is where the file actually resides, and again, this happens without any modification to the application whatsoever. The virtual store location is a per-user location. This means that if another user were to log on to this computer, the file she saves will be placed into a different virtual store. Neither user will be able to access the other user's virtual store. When the application tried to write to program files with Windows XP, we would have seen an access denied error, but Windows Vista captured that write operation and then redirected it to the virtual store. Application compatibility issues are not new to the Windows Vista release. The Application Compatibility Toolkit has been used for several years to assist with the deployment of new operating systems. However, the Application Compatibility Toolkit 5.0 beta has been released to deal specifically with Windows Vista deployment. So now that we have looked at possible areas of application incompatibility with Windows Vista, let's look at the features of the newest release of the Application Compatibility Toolkit. ACT 5.0 has been updated with many new features to assist in a smoother deployment of Windows Vista. ACT version 5.0 assists customers in understanding their application compatibility landscape, identifying which applications are compatible with Windows Vista, determining applications that require further testing, and delivering application compatibility fixes for applications. ACT helps customers lower their cost of application compatibility testing, prioritize their applications, and more quickly deploy Windows Vista. When you begin using ACT 5.0, you are shown a welcome video that will present the benefits of using it. The Application Compatibility Manager with ACT 5.0 will make the process of using this tool easier with updated configuration abilities, including the ACT Configuration Wizard, which guides you through the initial configuration of your ACT project, database, and log processing service. In addition, there are updated data collection abilities, enabling you to configure your compatibility evaluator settings and schedule while gathering your compatibility status information, all from one central location. Gathering data is important and necessary to determine which areas you need to focus your application compatibility resolution steps on. However, without a way to organize this data into meaningful categories, it can be overwhelming. The Application Compatibility Manager includes new data organization abilities, enabling you to categorize and prioritize your application inventory, include or exclude issues from your compatibility reports, and track your deployment status. Once your data is organized, updated data analysis abilities will help you to view compatibility reports for your applications, computers, websites, and Windows updates, and to save and export your reports for workgroup collaboration. Since ACT 5.0 was designed to work with Windows Vista deployment, compatibility evaluators have been added that are specific to Windows Vista. These include the Inventory Collector, the User Account Control Compatibility Evaluator, UACCE, the Update Impact Analyzer, UIA, and the Updated Internet Explorer Compatibility Evaluator, IECE. There are also new data collection components, including the Application Compatibility Toolkit Data Collector, ACT-DC, enabling you to maintain your evaluator scheduling, collect your compatibility data, and upload the compatibility issue data to your ACT database. Finally, there is the ACT Community, which is an online environment where you can share your application compatibility testing information with other ACT Community members. In addition, the ACT community provides comprehensive details for your compatibility ratings, including My Ratings, Community Ratings, and Microsoft and Vendor results. If you are familiar with previous versions of the Application Compatibility Toolkit, you may be interested in the features that are no longer included. The Firewall Compatibility Evaluator, Hardware Compliance, and IECE and UACCE Auto Mitigations. To help understand interactions between elements of ACT 5.0, we're going to first look at the high-level architecture. The compatibility evaluators assess the desktop topology. The results are assembled by the log processing service and then stored in the local ACT database. The application compatibility manager can then pull the results and process management tasks on the data. In addition, the Application Compatibility Manager allows for collaboration with the Compatibility Exchange through the Internet. The Compatibility Exchange allows for easy collaboration on application compatibility issues and resolutions. The Compatibility Exchange is comprised of two parts, the community and authoritative sources. The community is essentially IT pros helping each other out by sharing application compatibility rating information. The collaboration takes place with secure and privacy-compliant transactions in a simple and easy format. Submissions can either be anonymous or by username. The community allows users to partner with Microsoft Consulting Services, MCS, and deployment specialists in building and seeding community data. The Compatibility Exchange also provides a feedback mechanism to vendors on most requested applications. This authoritative data complements community rating and leverages existing Microsoft data repositories, test, certification, logo, and vendor portal. Using ACT 5.0 will allow you to better manage your applications during deployment. Now that we have looked at the structure of ACT 5.0, let's examine how we can manage the lifecycle using this tool. Your application compatibility effort may seem large at first, but management and planning will reduce the scope of needed changes. You will want to organize your portfolio of applications to understand the real scope of your application compatibility efforts. This can be done in four steps. First, you will want to use the Application Compatibility Toolkit to inventory your application portfolio. Next, you can use the reporting capabilities to analyze and plan your organization and prioritization. In the rationalize step, you will want to eliminate redundancy. This will be accomplished by locating applications with known solutions and by using the organization and filtering features of the ACT. Finally, you will want to categorize your applications as mission critical, important, departmental, and so on, and then focus efforts accordingly. Once this is done, you can choose update scenarios and then execute them. Using ACT 5.0 to organize and plan your migration scenario on a real and actionable set of applications will make this process much easier. Although it would be ideal to perform an application inventory on every client computer in your organization, inventorying every client computer is too time-consuming, too costly, and impractical in an enterprise organization. Instead, you must identify the client computers that represent an accurate cross-section of the installed computers in your organization. You should select the clients to inventory based on the following characteristics: operating system version, service pack level, geographic location, computer manufacturer model and type, applications installed, business unit in which the computer is used, and organizational role performed by the user. Once again, this process could be time-consuming if it were performed manually. This is where ACT 5.0 can become useful. During the inventory process, new Windows Vista-specific compatibility evaluators help you identify and manage your application portfolio. Several evaluators work together during this stage to provide an accurate inventory of your entire organization. The inventory collector identifies installed applications and system information for your organization. The User Account Control Compatibility Evaluator identifies potential compatibility issues due to permission restrictions enforced by user account control. The Update Impact Analyzer identifies potential application compatibility issues due to new Windows Update deployments. The Internet Explorer Compatibility Evaluator identifies potential web application and website issues. The Data Collection Package consolidates compatibility evaluators into a single installation for deployment to your client computers, installs the compatibility evaluators, and provides a user interface to maintain evaluator scheduling, collect compatibility data, and upload compatibility issue to your database. Let's look at how to configure Act 5 to begin our application compatibility testing. In this demonstration, we will show how to install and configure the Application Compatibility Toolkit version 5 beta and how to begin collecting data. As companies are presented with more technology and larger scale deployments, the process can become overwhelming. Microsoft realizes this challenge and has tools available to help administrators simplify the process. Business Desktop Deployment, BDD 2007, has been redesigned to provide end-to-end guidance and automation for the large-scale deployment of Windows Vista and the 2007 Microsoft Office system. BDD 2007 provides proven tools and practices that enable IT professionals to create a software and hardware inventory to assist in deployment planning, test application compatibility, customize and automate secure deployment, and manage processes and technologies to produce a comprehensive and integrated deployment. Included with BDD 2007 are several tools to ensure a smooth process. One of these tools is the Application Compatibility Toolkit 5.0. Although ACT is included with BDD 2007, we still have to manually run the MSI. A wizard will guide us through the necessary steps to install ACT 5.0. Once ACT 5.0 is installed, you can watch a video that will give you a quick overview. However, we will skip this step. Now that we have ACT installed, we need to configure it. When we start the Application Compatibility Manager for the first time, we will be guided through the configuration steps. The Enterprise Configuration option will configure the computer to process logs and view reports. You also have the option of viewing and managing reports from an existing database. The ACT database is a SQL Server database that will store your application inventory and issue data. We can either choose an existing SQL database or create our own. We'll create a database named ACT 5. You must have read-write permissions to the database to configure the settings. In addition, you must install the ACT client on any computer that will be the ACT log processing server. The ACT log share is the location to which logs collected from desktops in your enterprise are written. You must specify a user account with read and write access for the ACT log processing service. This service processes the logs collected from your client computers, storing the data in your ACT database. This can be the local system, or you can specify an account that has read-write permissions to the database and the log file location. You can view your toolkit settings from the database settings page. It lists the database settings and the log processing service information. In addition, we can view information about our preferences. This includes our community membership and software updates. The community is the compatibility exchange we discussed earlier. We can choose to share information anonymously, or we can choose to show our email address. You also have the choice to opt out of the @ community. You can also change database or log processing settings if you want. You can collect an inventory of your organization's computers, including any installed applications, to identify potential compatibility issues across various Windows releases. The data collection process is performed by agents, which are assembled into a data collection package. We will start by creating a new data collection package. You have three choices when you want to evaluate compatibility. The first option is when you are deploying a new operating system or service pack. This is the option you will want to choose when you are upgrading to Windows Vista. You can also choose to evaluate compatibility when updating to a newer version of Internet Explorer. Finally, you can evaluate compatibility when applying Windows updates. The inventory collector is included by default in the data collection package, but you can choose two other evaluators. The Internet Explorer Compatibility Evaluator, IECE, detects issues related to security features blocking web application actions in new versions of Internet Explorer, like Internet Explorer 7. You will need to test your web applications with the new version of Internet Explorer to detect these issues. The User Account Control Compatibility Evaluator, UACCE, detects issues related to running as a standard user. The UACCE works with the ACT by running the down-level operating system on your existing production computers, running Windows Vista on your test computers, and providing compatibility reports, workarounds, and solutions based on your running Windows Vista using the Protected Administrator PA or Standard User account and having UAC enabled. You will probably want to select this evaluator when upgrading to Windows Vista, since this is a new feature. You can monitor starting immediately, or you can specify a date and time. This is enough time to gather the inventory only for evaluation. To gather information for UAC in Internet Explorer, you will want to run the package for at least 24 hours with users accessing the applications they use. Now we are going to save this package to the desktop. We'll name the package ACT5 Package. Once the data collection package is created, you can distribute the package to your organization through any distribution method. You can deploy the data collection package to your client computers by placing the executable on a network share and instructing your users how to download and run the file, by saving the package to a CD, or using deployment software such as SMS. Using either deployment method, you must indicate an output path where the log file should appear on the user's computer. If you do not define an output path, the log file appears in the current working directory of the user's computer. In order for the data collection package to work correctly, we need to ensure that the log processing service is running. We can do this by opening Computer Management and starting the ACT log processing service. On the client computer, you would double-click the package and the Microsoft Application Compatibility Toolkit version 5.0 beta will begin to gather data for the local computer. After 3 minutes have passed, the application report should be ready and it's time to begin analyzing our application portfolio. We will return to the presentation for now and come back to this after it has completed. After the application inventory is collected, you must analyze the inventory to determine which applications are incompatible with Windows Vista. To provide a comprehensive analysis of the inventory results, you need to perform three steps. Each of these steps can be accomplished by using ACT 5.0. First, you will want to organize and analyze your application compatibility data by creating custom compatibility reports for your own needs and requirements. Then, you can assign custom categories and subcategories to your applications to determine geographies, departments, ISV applications, internal line of business applications, or any custom application tags that meet your business requirements. Finally, you will analyze your compatibility data using three main reporting types: the operating system deployment reports, the Update Impact Analyzer application reports, and the Update Impact Analyzer update reports. Let's look at how ACT 5.0 can be used for this step in the management lifecycle. In this demonstration, we will continue the application compatibility testing by performing the analyze step. Our next step in the methodology is to begin to analyze the application portfolio. In this step, we are gathering information about the applications and the environment and beginning to develop a strategy on how we would like to create an organization around these applications. You can review reports based on three choices: deployment type, such as an operating system or an update; report types, such as by application, computer, issue, or any other collected data; and report options, including your custom category and subcategory assignments. Once you choose the operating system category, you are given the choice of operating systems to evaluate, either Windows Vista Beta 2 or Windows XP SP2. The next option will allow you to view a report based on applications, computers, or websites. Your choices are risk rating, priority, deployment status, software vendor, and test complexity. Risk ratings provide guidance regarding the amount of potential compatibility issues for a specific application based on your environmental variables. Risk ratings can be from authoritative sources, including Microsoft or the software vendor, or if you're a member, from the Application Compatibility Toolkit ACT community. The ACT will display an application portfolio along with current information from the online community exchange. In analyzing this list, there will be many types of applications for many different resources. This could include operating system applications, hardware applications, ISV applications, third-party applications, and custom line of business applications. Additional dimensions to consider include geographic-specific applications, department-specific applications, and possibly hardware-specific applications, as well as device driver applications. The application information displayed includes the version number for the application as specified by the software vendor. My rating is an issue rating that you define. We will show how to create issues later in this session. In this column, there would be a green check mark if the application has no known issues, a red X if the application has known issues, or a dash if there are no data available. Ratings defined by the ACT community pertain to potential compatibility issues. The ratings have the same symbols as the My Rating column. We can also view the number of known issues for the specific application, either from our internal analysis or from the online community, and the number of computers with the installed application. At this point, the application list will not show compatibility information. The ACT needs to synchronize with the online compatibility exchange. Once logged on, you'll be able to query your list of applications against the information in the online compatibility exchange. Next, you will want to begin refining the list of applications. It is possible for several hundred applications to show up on a single computer. However, every application doesn't need to be addressed. So the goal is to reduce the list of applications significantly in order to focus efforts on the correct set of applications. There are many things to consider while rationalizing the list of applications. you can utilize new filtering capabilities in Act 5.0 to further refine your application portfolio by eliminating non-relevant applications, applications with specific issues, applications with no known issues, and applications with no compatibility information. By finding and sharing compatibility information, issues, and solutions with your industry peers through the online compatibility exchange, you can further refine your application compatibility issues. Then, you can run standardized reports for specific operating systems, risk ratings of applications, computers, and custom reports you've defined. All these steps will help you to manage issues and solutions for each application in your company, including your company's line of business applications. After your application portfolio is complete and you have identified the applications that have compatibility issues, you can prioritize this list. Prioritizing the list allows you to address compatibility issues that have the greatest effect on your core LOB functions. Once you have done this, you can continue to resolve compatibility issues with a lower priority until you have found a resolution for all applications. One of the easiest ways to prioritize your resolution is to determine the application compatibility status. You can organize applications into three categories. The first category is applications with known issues and known mitigations. Applications in this category represent a low risk to your deployment project because there are known mitigations. The second category is applications with known issues but with no available mitigations. These applications represent a higher risk to your deployment project because in this case the mitigations for the issues are unknown. The third category is applications with unknown compatibility status. These applications represent the highest risk to your deployment project because their status is unknown. Act 5.0 assists you with this task by assigning and managing priorities with regards to your applications and identifying the business-critical applications to be prioritized. You can also track the status of your application tests by identifying their position in the deployment process, including not tested, in testing, in mitigation, or ready to deploy. Then you can run standardized reports to understand your current deployment status based on your prioritizations. Now that we have reviewed the final steps in the management lifecycle, let's look at how we can use Act 5.0 to finish the process. In this demonstration, we will show how to go through the rationalize and prioritize steps, along with other management tasks available within Act 5.0. At this point in the process, you will want to begin formulating how you would like to organize and rationalize these applications in order to reduce the number of applications that should receive focus. There are several questions you should ask yourself when creating a strategy. Are applications global or specific to particular geographies or departments? What is the percentage of breakdown of ISV applications versus custom line of business applications? How many different hardware platforms are in the environment, and are there dependencies? Do applications use special devices or hardware outside of the computer? This list could be expanded for many different scenarios specific to each organization. The objective is to get a solid understanding of the application portfolio landscape to begin the process of organizing your information. The goal of the next step of the methodology is to rationalize these applications, but there are a few other items to complete before moving on to this step. With a solid strategy in mind, it is time to create categories and subcategories for the applications. Using the Organize feature in the Act version 5.0 will help in this process. First, we will create a main category for line of business applications. Once we have a main category created, we can add subcategories. For example, we can add a subcategory for IT, HR, finance, and so on. Now we can assign applications to the category we just created. we can assign either applications or computers to the category. For demonstration purposes, we will select BDD 2007 and add it to our line of business applications category and IT subcategory. Now we can select the line of business application category to show the application we just categorized. Within the Analyze section in the reports, you can select these custom categories to generate special reports for further analysis, rationalization, and prioritization. It is now time to begin refining the list of applications. It is possible for several hundred applications to show up on a single computer. However, we should not be concerned with every possible application. The goal is to reduce the list of applications significantly in order to focus efforts on the correct set of applications. It is possible to reduce up to 2/3 of the applications during this effort, depending on each environment. Possible applications that might be candidates for rationalizing out of the priority application list include applications likely to be automatically replaced during a deployment, such as operating system applications like Notepad, hardware-specific applications actually used in the planned deployment area, ISV applications that the community and ISVs has marked as compatible, and applications that are not in a geography or department plan for upgrade. Multiple features in the Microsoft Application Compatibility Toolkit version 5.0 beta can assist in rationalizing applications. The first is the Custom Reports option. By selecting specific category areas, the list of rationalized applications can be quickly reduced to a specific category, geography, or location. This process helps to quickly bring clarity to the area of focus where deeper prioritization should occur. The ability to further filter application reports will provide the final step before moving into the prioritization phase of the methodology. However, this feature is not available in the beta release of Microsoft Application Compatibility Toolkit version 5.0. By refining the application portfolio down to a manageable set of applications, it is possible to do some final fine-tuning to our list and zero in our objective to enable a smooth, timely deployment of the new operating system. Act 5.0 will allow us to prioritize our applications. By default, all applications are prioritized as important. However, not all applications are as important as others. So in the priority list, you can specify which applications have a higher priority than others. For example, our BDD 2007 application is very important, so we can change the priority to business critical. If the application wasn't as important, you could select nice to have. Or if the application isn't relevant at all, you can choose not to include it in the reporting. Now we can view applications according to their importance in our deployment. As with categories, we can view reports based on our prioritization. If we select a view by priority, we can look at only business-critical applications. This will allow us to focus on these applications before moving on to the less important applications. As a deployment management tool, the Act provides the capabilities for you to manage the deployment status of applications. As a lifecycle management tool, the Act provides the capabilities for you to manage specific issues and solutions for each application. This process tracks internal issues and solutions, as well as issues and solutions provided by the community. No issues have been found with BDD 2007, however, we are going to add an issue to this application for demonstration purposes. Adding an issue is a simple process. We start by adding a title for our issue. We then assign a priority to the issue. A priority 1 issue is a critical issue that needs to be fixed. A priority 2 issue is an issue that must be fixed but isn't critical to operations. Finally, a Priority 3 issue is something that causes some loss of functionality, but the application still functions mostly the way it should. Once you determine the priority, you must specify the severity of the issue. Options include application crashes, hangs, or data loss. If you would select major functionality loss, if, for example, the application didn't start. A minor functionality loss would be something like a typo. The symptom is what actually happens to the application. If you know the cause of the issue, you can include it. There is an option for issues relating to running the application under standard user. If you don't know the cause of the issue, you can just select unknown. We can identify if this issue is only related to running the application in Windows Vista Beta 2, or if the problem also occurs in Windows XP SP 2. It would be helpful to provide details as to how the issue can be reproduced. This may help in resolving it in the future or helping others in the online community identify the issue in their organization. Before, there weren't any applications listed in the With Issues list. Now, when we go to that list, we will see the application for which we just created an issue. There is now a red X in the column indicating there have been issues found with this application. You will be able to see how many issues have been defined for a certain application. If you wanted to view the issues related to the application, you could click the link in the Included Issues column. When you select an application that has known issues, you can view those issues in the Issues tab. If there were issues that were reported from the online community, these would be listed here as well. If you find an issue listed in this section and you don't think it is relevant to your deployment, you can exclude it from the list. This will only remove the issue for reporting purposes. You can still view the issue in the lower pane. Once you determine a solution for the application, you can post it. After entering a title for the solution, you need to specify how you were able to fix the issue. For example, if you fix the issue through an application update, you would select that option. If you would like to provide further details, you can do so in the Solution Details section. This can be helpful when other people are looking at this issue to help them resolve the issue easier. Once an issue has been created, you have the option of editing the issue. However, you can only modify your own issue data. You cannot modify any information entered by another user. Also, you can delete the issue so that it no longer appears in the report, but once again, you can only delete an issue you created yourself. ACT also provides the capabilities for you to certify applications as compatible and share that information with the online community. By certifying the application, you are confirming that you have found no issues or determined that no Severity 1 or Severity 2 issues exist. Subsequently, if you have any remaining issues, ACT prompts you for verification before excluding the issue and marking the application with the green check mark. Applications that have no known issues are displayed in a separate risk rating section. You can track your testing and deployment status using the Deployment Status drop-down list in the application header. Tracking the application status is done from the Application Details section. The default status is not looked at. Another status option is Mitigating. If you are currently working with the application and still testing how the application will work with the new operating system, you can choose the testing option. Then, if the application doesn't have any issues or the issues have been resolved and the application works well with the new operating system, you can select the Ready to Deploy option. At this point, you can concentrate your efforts on other applications that haven't been tested or that have known issues. Once you are finished with the report, you can save it. You can open a saved report at any time instead of recreating all the data. Another option is to export the data to a Microsoft Excel spreadsheet. This can be useful if you want to send the information to someone who doesn't have ACT installed on their computer. Windows Vista introduces many new and improved features that will greatly benefit your organization. Microsoft has taken great strides to ensure compatibility of applications written for Windows XP and Windows Server 2003 with the new Windows Vista operating system. In many cases, running your applications with Windows Vista will not result in any interruption of productivity. However, it is inevitable that there will be some application compatibility issues. Using ACT 5.0 to identify these issues before deployment will ensure a smooth transition to Windows Vista. Using ACT 5.0 to guide you through the four stages of the management lifecycle, inventory, analyze, prioritize, and rationalize, will allow you to get a complete, refined list of application compatibility issues that need to be addressed. To get more information on the products and technologies we have covered today, we have some online resources available that can help you. For the most comprehensive technical information on Microsoft products, visit the TechNet website at www.microsoft.com/TechNet. You can also visit www.microsoft.com/TechNet/DSK-10 for more information on books, courses, certifications, and other community resources that relate directly to this particular session. Several other resources are available from Microsoft. Popular author and MVP, William Stanek, offers expert insights in this first look into the latest generation of Windows operating systems. Discover the new features and tools for deploying Windows Vista, help secure PCs and user accounts, migrate user settings and data, manage application compatibility, improve reliability, reduce support costs, develop applications, and help users achieve new levels of productivity and success, whether at home or on the job. Introducing Microsoft Windows Vista is the guided preview for IT professionals, business decision makers, early adopters, users, developers, and anyone else who wants to start planning and hit the ground running with Windows Vista. There is also another good book available from another publisher. Here is the ultimate one-stop desk reference for Windows Vista users. Windows Vista, the complete reference, provides comprehensive coverage of the newest features of the operating system. From setting up for optimum performance and understanding the operating system to finding files and keeping computer systems secure and free from spyware, this volume covers it all. It's the ideal source for anyone who wants to truly master Windows Vista. There is also an assessment program available that can help you test your knowledge. Microsoft Skills Assessment is a free online learning tool. It's an easy way for IT professionals to check their skills. You can quickly check your skills in implementing or managing Microsoft products or business solutions. Just take a short 30-question assessment and see how well you know your stuff. The skills assessment includes a personalized learning plan, which includes links to Microsoft official curriculum, specific TechNet articles, Microsoft Pressbooks, and other Microsoft learning content. There is also a way to measure how well you did compared with others who took the same assessment. Microsoft Skills Assessment is an expanding learning platform. Available now are assessments for Windows Server 2003, including security and patch management, Exchange Server 2003, Windows Storage Server, Office 2003, and VisualStudio.net. If you want to take your skills assessment to the next level, a number of certification programs are available. In the highly competitive IT job market, how can you set yourself apart from the next candidate? The Microsoft Certification Program provides that edge. Earning specific accreditation provides objective validation of the ability to successfully perform critical IT functions. Embraced by industry professionals worldwide, Microsoft certification remains one of the most effective ways to reach long-term career goals and is a surefire way for companies to develop and retain valuable IT staff. Several accreditations are available. Starting with the basic Microsoft Certified Professional, MCP, you can become a fully certified system administrator, MCSA, system engineer, MCSE, or a desktop specialist, MCDST. Away from the infrastructure side, the MCDBA certification covers the SQL Server products. For more information about the certification program, visit www.microsoft.com/learning/MCP. This session was brought to you by TechNet. TechNet has gone through some changes recently, which you might find interesting. To help explain this in more detail, I'd like to introduce Ian Brackenbury, TechNet Subscriptions Product Manager, to cover these changes.
TechNet Plus Subscription introduces its newest offering, TechNet Plus Direct. With TechNet Plus Direct, subscribers get all of the benefits of TechNet Plus for 30% less. Subscribers receive fast, easy access to the tools and information they need to get the most out of Microsoft solutions. A subscription provides IT professionals with immediate online access to all the essential technical resources they need to resolve technical issues faster, get hands-on experience with the latest Microsoft technologies, and build technical skills. Subscribers now get immediate access to all their subscription features in one convenient location, our new online benefits portal. Subscribers get access through subscriber download to Microsoft full version software for evaluation and beta releases without time or feature limits. No more waiting for media shipments. This includes Microsoft Server, client, and application software titles. With full version software, subscribers can make informed decisions about new technologies and deployments at their own pace. For the toughest technical questions, a TechNet Plus subscription also comes with two complimentary professional support incidents. Subscribers can talk to a Microsoft support professional to quickly resolve their mission-critical technical issues fast. TechNet Plus also provides access to over 100 managed news groups. Subscribers can exchange ideas with other professionals and get expert answers to their technical questions within the next business day, guaranteed. In addition, subscribers can also chat with a Microsoft Search Assistant online for help finding the technical resources they need or for assistance with non-technical questions. Subscribers also get access to technical information and tools, including the TechNet Plus library containing the knowledge base, security updates, service packs, resource kits, and more. TechNet Plus offers proven value that far exceeds its cost. The two complimentary professional support incidents alone more than offset the cost of a TechNet Plus subscription. Add to that the evaluation and beta software and other technical resources, and TechNet Plus clearly boosts productivity. Every IT professional on the team needs one. TechNet Plus is available exclusively online without media shipments. For more information, please visit technet.microsoft.com/subscriptions. There are a number of free community resources available on TechNet. You can attend a regular chat with members of the product groups or technology specialists from Microsoft, or you can attend a webcast where you can see sessions like the one you've just watched, but presented live and with the ability to ask questions as you go. You can also read or post questions in public news groups. The news group page lists the available groups and provides an interface from which you can read and post messages. TechNet Plus subscribers can use these groups to post questions, and through their subscription ID, are guaranteed a response from Microsoft support professionals and IT experts by the next business day. The main community site provides a comprehensive list of resources available, more than we can cover on this slide, and the page has some dynamic features with continually updated content. The events page provides dates and details about attending a live TechNet event. These events take place around the world and provide the opportunity for you to talk to Microsoft specialists face-to-face. And finally, the TechNet columns provide a variety of topics written by industry authors. And with that, thank you for taking the time to listen to this TechNet session.